We're up to Kuf Yud Gimel on the days of Tudat. Shlosh Shah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ohavan. The Rabban Hashem likes the three people. And the reason we have to know this is that we have to be domed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we also have to like such things. Misheino Koes, person doesn't get angry. Misheino Mishtaker, person doesn't get drunk. Misheino Maimir Amidosa, person doesn't stand on principle where there is no principle, and he's Mavater. Shlosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sonon, three of the people, the Rabban Hashem hates them. Hamedaber Echad Bepev Echad Balev, a person who's a hypocrite, who says one thing and thinking something else. V'hayodea Edus Bechadero Ve'eno Meidlo, a person knows Edus that can help somebody else, and he doesn't give Edus. V'haroa Dvar Erva Bechadero Meid Bo Yechidi, a person who knows something bad about somebody else and comes to Beis Din to be made against him as an individual. So he can't accomplish anything because an Eid Echad is not believed. And the only thing he's doing is basically saying Lashon Hara. Tuvia did some kind of chait that he would have been Chayiv Malkus for had there been two Eidim, but there was only one Eid, Zigud. So Zigud came to be made in Beis Din knowing there was no other Eidim. V'asid Bei Kamedur Apapa, Nagde LeZigud. So Rav Papa gave Malkus to Zigud. Omerlei, Tuvia Chotav Zigud Mingud. Tuvia is the one who did the chait, and I'm the one who came to tell you about it, and I get Malkus. Omerlei, in Dichsiv Lo Yokum Eid Echad Beish Ve'at Lechuda Chasadus Bebei. Right? We thought maybe there's another aid coming, but you knew there was no other aid, and you came to testify alone, and you knew that your testimony wouldn't be effective, that Beis Din should do anything about it. So what did you do? Told us Lashon Hara about this guy. Shame Rabbi Alma Kamafkis Bay. They say though that the exception to this is where Afrushe Meisura. If the chait's not finished, here it was finished. So the only question was to give the guy Malkus, right, or stop him to say Lashon Hara. But if coming to Beis Din will stop the Aveira from continuing, then what's it called? There may be an inyan to what's it called if the Beis Din believes you. To go tell somebody's Rebbe something that you know and will stop him from doing an Isser or whatever. In those kind of cases, it's mutter to be a yochid to tell somebody that believes you, like two people, and you'll be able to accomplish something, give the person Musser, make sure it doesn't happen again, whatever. But here it was totally for the past. However, if you see somebody doing Aveira that they're Chayiv Malkus for, Pashtus, and there's nobody else, so you can't come to Beis Din to be made, you can't go tell Lashon Hara about the person, but you yourself can hate him. Shenemar, Kisira Chamor Sonach Harovech Tachas Maso, my Sone. So if you see the Chamor of your Sone, right, collapsing under its load, so you should help the person put it back up. So which Sone is it talking about? Elay Masone Nochri, talking about a Goy, who you're allowed to hate. Tanya Sone Shiomru Sone Israel. The Sone we're talking about is a Jew, not a Goy. Velo Sone Nochri. Elapshita Sone Israel. Umi Shari Lemisne. Are you allowed to hate a Jew? Boksi Velsisna Sochicha Bilvavecha. Eladiika Sadi, the Ovidi Sura. It must be that there's, if the Elamites, talking with his witnesses that he did an Isra and didn't do Tshuva. Right? So Kuli Almanomi Misni Sone Le. He's not only your Sone, he's everybody's Sone. Anybody's allowed to hate him. So Maishno Hai, right, what's the difference this person? Elalav ki agavna de chazi be ihu dvar erva. You saw it, nobody else saw it. Nobody else is allowed to hate him. And they're not allowed to believe you. But you're allowed to hate him. Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak Omer, not only allowed to hate him, mitzvah is also, it's a mitzvah to hate him. Shenemar, yiras Hashem, sonei ra. I think something like that. What's the pasuk? Yiras Hashem sinas ra, gay of the gold, the derech ra, the peace of puchos anesi. Okay, it's a mitzvah to hate. Right. So there's a few things. Let's see the Rashbam first. No. Shame ra, chata baveira. Shame ra hu de komaf kisolayu. Me'achar she'ena to neman de edus lo yiskab leidu secho. You're not neman, so your edus won't be miskabel. So ein lecha alecha mitzvah lehoid. Hari ata over alav lo shelich rochel. So what do you do? You did. You were over the Yisra lo shelich rochel. So for that he got Malkus. or according to others, he was over the Isra of Lo Yokum Eid Echad Ba'ish, because Bezin accepted him thinking there were other Eidim coming, and he knew there weren't any other Eidim, so he was over on being Meid as a Yochid. Tichshiv Lo Yokum Eid Echad Kolomer Hamnikra Meid Shi'at Vanem and Beidusu Mutter Lishno. So Roa Yechidi Dvar Erva B'Chaderu Afopisha Eidor Rashai Lohayid Lo Mutter Lishno. So Sharihu Yodeh B'Vadi Shu Rasha, he knows for sure the guy's a Rasha, he didn't do tshuva. And any person's over a lav that needs Malkus, for sure you have a din of a Rasha in a Torah and Apostle Eidus or whatever. My son, Kolomer Mihu son, Shomer HaKosuv Inem Ashtoni Yisrael Kolomer Shu son Yisrael Mishar Lishni. Are you allowed to hate a Jew? Mishtam Alab Rishi Arikra. So the Gemara says, no, it's talking where you saw specifically, and you're allowed to hate him. So Tosa says, it says that if you have a person who you hate, and he is what's it called, animal needs to be reloaded, which is a lesser mitzvah than helping somebody unload his animal, because unloading the animal is sar balechai, right? Helping to unload. If you don't unload it, the animal's going to suffer. So you have Tsar Balichayim, and the person who needs that mitzvah is a friend of yours, or a person you're allowed to what's it called, the person you're supposed to love. A Jew is not an Abarian. You're supposed to be one. And then you have a Sone, this guy that you saw do the Avera, his animal needs to be loaded. Lesser mitzvah. So the Gemara says the Sone comes first. Why? In order to be Kofar Yetzirah. Because Yetzirah, you don't want to help this guy because you hate him. And the Nela, what's it called, you should be better to be Kofi or Yetzirah and help the guy that, what's it called, there you have a bigger mitzvah of going against Yetzirah. So Tosha says, what Yetzirah? It's a mitzvah to hate this guy. Right? It's not a Yetzirah to hate him. It's a mitzvah to hate him. So where's the Yetzirah? So Tosha says an interesting thing. He says, you hate the guy, be for a mitzvah. But inevitably, Kemayim Ponim Aponim, he's going to hate you back. And he's not doing it for a mitzvah. He's hating you because you hate him. Now, inevitably, you're going to hate him again because he hates you, not just because you saw him do an Aveira. So now a little bit mixed into the hatred is not L'shem Shamayim because the guy did the Aveira, but because you hate him because he hates you. So Manela, for that little bit that's not L'shem Shamayim, there's a mitzvah lochu for Sitra. Okay, also others say that the only time you're allowed to hate the person if you saw him do an Aveira is if you gave him Tochach or somebody gave him Tochach and he didn't accept it. And Bisman Azeh, the Gemara says, we're not sure anybody can give real Tochach. So everybody's considered before Tochach. Because even if you gave him Tochach, maybe you didn't give him what's considered Tochach. Maybe you weren't didn't give him the kind of Tochach that could be successful. It's not his fault that he didn't accept it, it's your fault. So according to Maram Lublin, this halach of hating an Abarian that you saw do an Aveira is what's called not Lamaisa, because it's only after Tochacha, and could be that no one is considered after Tochacha, even if you gave him Tochacha. Okay. And also they say that the mitzvah to hate him is not to hate him personally, but to hate what he did, to hate the rishus in him, but not to hate him personally. The Haraya, even though you're smutter l'shnoso, because l'chora he's not achicha completely, but he is somewhat achicha because the mitzvah to still help him, what's it called, pick up his animal. And that's only achicha. He's sira shor achicha. So he's not achicha in one respect, but he is achicha. His metzias is, he's your brother. But what he did, you're allowed to hate. And in that respect, he's not your brother. There, the hatred is mutter. Okay, in fact, Rabbi Chanan holds, it's not because he's not achicha that, what's it called, that that you're allowed to hate him. Because otherwise, how could you possibly pick up the Aveda? Right, and here's also there's a part of the Shino that's not okay. The Chor, if he's not a Chicha, it's okay to hate him no matter what. But it must be that he is a Chicha, but he's a lesser degree of a Chicha, that you're allowed to hate what he did, even though he himself still remains a Chicha. Okay. Omer of Acha Berei de Rava L'Ravashi. Mahu L'Memra Le L'Rabbei L'Mishnayi. Are you allowed to tell his Rebbe that he should hate him? His Rebbe should know. He's teaching a Talmud Sheino Hakam. Right? His Rebbe has to know that he should be careful of this guy. If you know that the Rebbe will believe you like two people, and Rav Moshe Feinstein says that's not only he knows you're a frum person, because a lot of frum people don't necessarily say what's true, that he knows he's tested you, and he knows that you never would lie. So the Rebbe believes you like two because he has reason to believe you specifically like two people. He knows you never lie. Then you can tell him. and that it'll help. The Rebbe now will be able to know how to deal with this person, so he won't, maybe he won't teach him, because you're not allowed to teach a Talmud Shein or Hagun. Teach him first how to be a mensch, he'll be Mahzer and Bichuv, or whatever it may be. The Ilolo, but if you know the Rebbe doesn't believe you like to, then it's Tam Lashon Hara. Then you can't tell him. The Ilolo Leimele. Three people's lives are not really life. Harachmanim, people are overly merciful. The harachmanim, people who get angry too quickly. The anini hadas, people who are extra finicky. Rav Yosef, kulu isnu bi. Rav Yosef said that they all exist by me. But some say because Rav Yosef was blind, so people who can see can't be too extreme, because they can see all the mitigating circumstances. Rav Yosef was blind, so he could be too much of a rachman in things that he thought you have to have rachmanis. He wouldn't see the mitigating surface. He'd get angry very fast, because he couldn't see, right? And he couldn't see the whole picture. So when you get angry at something, you focus in only on that thing. You don't see the whole picture. And he was very mefunak also because he was blind. So also Rav Yosef was saying this to tell us that the teva, he was like this. But he was miskaber on his teva, and he didn't function like this. So he wanted people to know these are not things that are b'teva that you can't control. So I have all of them, and I've overcome them, so you can overcome them too. Tonga Rabbanan, Shlosha Sonim Zezeh, Eluhei. There are three things that hate each other. Klavim hate each other. The Tarnigolim, roosters, hate each other. The Hachaverim, and Talmidei Chachamim hate each other. See what that means. The Yeshomrim Afazonos. No, Chaverim is... Chaverim is not something. Chaverim is a nation of Persians, a sect of Persians. They also hated each other. And the Yeshomrim Afazonos, the Yeshomrim Af Talmidei Chachamim Shebabadal. Babylonian Talmidei Chachamim also hated each other. So one of the Mefarshim explains that a person who has somebody that is very similar to him, who comes from his same Shorish Neshama, so there's a certain antagonism against those people, unless you know that the person's from your same Shorish Neshama. So in Babel, they didn't know, and they had people who were mamish like them, and they didn't know they were from their same Neshama, so they had antagonism. But in Eretz Yisrael, they knew that, so they had Ruach HaKodesh, they knew that people were the same Shorish Neshama, and therefore they never had an antagonism against them. See the Rashbam before we go on. No Rashbam. Harachmanim, Yosemidai. So there's always extra merciful. Bahani Shloshamile Dover Tadir Behen Kol Shoah. They were talking where this person does this all the time. It's not that he has some mercy or he gets angry sometimes. He's talking a person who's always angry. He's a really miserable person. Or he's extra merciful. Right, he's a bleeding heart for every situation that ever comes up. He always is championing Nebuch, the underdog, and the underdog is not always the underdog. Since a person is overly merciful, overly angry, overly finicky, his life's not a life. Shein lo menucha. He doesn't have any rest. He's constantly bothered by these things. Tana Rabbanan. Shlosha ohadim zeze. There are three things that love each other. Eluhein. Hagerim. Gerim love each other. Va'avodim. Va'ordim. And the ravens. Arbo ein hadas sov losan. Elohim. The four things that a person really, that you can't really understand. These things are not understandable. Elohim. Dalgeya. Right? A poor person who's a balgaiva. What do you have to be a balgaiva about? Right? It's like, it's not comprehensible, right? What this guy has to be a balgaiva about. The asher machish. And an asher who denies a small amount of money. Right, when he says so much money, why do you have to lie? Right, what's it going to bother you? The zaken menayif, a person who's a zaken who lost most of his taiva and he still is a menayif. Uparnis misgoel atzibur bechinam, and a leader who's misgoel atzibur, lords himself over the tzibur and doesn't help them at all. The yesh omrim afam megaris asisto pam rishon ushniya machzira, a person who divorced his wife, then changes his mind, marries her back, then changes his mind, divorces her, and then changes his mind, marries her back. That guy also is not comprehensible. Okay. There are people like that. Okay. Ein hadas of loson shel brios. People can't understand these people. Hamisgoel at sibur bechinam, noe galeim shrora. He lords himself over the tzibur. He doesn't help them. When the Tana Kama include the guy who divorces his wife and remarries her twice? Because maybe sometimes her ksuba is big, and therefore he wants to marry her back in order not to have to pay the ksuba. Right? Or he has children and doesn't want to separate himself from his children by divorcing her. So that's the reason why he marries her back. So it's not something that's not understandable all the time. Chamisha dvorim tziva knan is bonav. Knan, as if, the Rashbam says, not the Imamish did it. Tziva knan is bonav. Kolomar min hagen kenu. This is the way they act, as if, right, ki'ilu tziva aleim avim. It's as if the father told them that this is a Yerusha they have from their father. That's how all the Kananim act. The Nafkamina should sorry chodim lizor mehem. Nafkamina is, he should know that this is their manner of behavior. Should be careful from them. So what are those things? Ehavu zed ze, love each other. The ehavu is agezel, love to steal. The ehavu is azima, love to be immoral. The sinu es adonechem, since you're cursed to be slaves, hate your masters. The altedablu emes, and don't speak the truth. Because if you speak the truth, all these other things are going to be problems. So if you love to do chatoim, you love to be immoral, you love to steal, the best thing is not to tell the truth. Shisha dvarim ne'morim besus. The six things that were said about horses. Oy v'saznus. Horses are very, promiscuous. The oy v'samuchama, they love war. The rucho gosa, they're very haughty. Umoy v'sashina, they don't sleep too much. Right, they just dremel. Shina sasus is shishim. What's a 60 breaths? That's how long a sus sleeps at one time. The ochel harbe omotzi kima eats a lot and only has a little bit of dung. The eshomrim at mavakish laruk balim muhammad. So a sus wants to have his master killed during war, because the master brings him into war. He's very happy to have the guy off his back, so he can decide where he wants to go and where he doesn't want to go. Literally off his back. Okay. Sirashbam. No Mashbam. Okay, let's go on. Shiva Menudim L'Shamayim. There are seven people who are as if they're in Cheirim to Shamayim. Elohe. Yehudi Shein Lo Isha. A Jew doesn't have a wife. Now, he didn't try. He didn't try the chal. He's not interested in getting married, and he has taivas, so he's constantly living with machshavas ro. So whatever, he's menudah ben hashamayim. The sheyesh lo isha vein lo bon. A person has a wife, doesn't have children. Here it doesn't mean also a person who tries to have children and doesn't have it. It's not his fault. A person who has a wife and he does not interested in having children. So he's menudah ben hashamayim. He's not osik in the mitzvah of pure verivya. And the Madaik, that it's only if he doesn't have sons. Not that he wasn't Mekayim Mitzvah Puruvu. Even if he has just sons, which you're not Mekayim Puruvu, you need daughters too. But if you have sons, even if you're not Osik more in Puruvu, you're not Menudah Min HaShemayim. You're Mevakel HaMitzvah, but you're not Menudah Min HaShemayim. Mishi Yesh Lo Bonin, they Megadol in Talmud Torah. A person has children, he doesn't raise them to Talmud Torah. He's also Menudah Min HaShemayim. Mishi Ein Lo Tefillin Barosho. Person doesn't wear Tefillin, and that's done because he doesn't have Tefillin. Or he, what's it called, is sick. But he has tefillin, or he can get them easily, and he doesn't care. That kind of person. Utfillin bizro, the tzitzis bevigdo, umezuzah bepischo. All these things are where he could get them, and he just doesn't care. The hamoneah menalei miraglov, and a person who doesn't wear shoes. The yeshomrim atmi she'ein mesa bechabura shal mitzvah. A person who doesn't join a chabura, a mitzvah of other people doing a mitzvah, and he walks away. Bechaburas mitzvah kagon mishta shal bris mila o bas kohen lekohen. What's called a sudas mitzvah, sudas bris mila, or a what's it called a nesuin, which is a real mitzvah, not an am ha'aretz we learned before in Pesachim, that an am ha'aretz to what's it called a bas kohen or whatever is not a sudas mitzvah. But baskoing to a Talmud Chacham, right? Or baskoing to a Kohen is Sudas Mitzvah. That's why, I don't know why why Baichasna is not like that, because Baichasna, it's not always clear that it's Dafka Sudas Mitzvah, because maybe it's an Amoret. So we send invitations to Chasnas. And the Chsmach, that, you know, what's it called? If you don't go, then maybe just because it's not a Sudas Mitzvah. But a Brismila, we're knowing not to invite people, because then there would be people who are Nikroim as a Sudas Mitzvah, and they don't go. They're what's it called? Menudim in Hashemayim.
Could be invited to the chuppah.
What? Could be. Some things have a regular thing. You're invited for the suda too. Okay. Omer Rabba Bar Barchano, Omer Rab Shmuel Bar Marso, Omer Rab Mishum Rab Yossi Ish Hutzel. Menayin Shein Shoelim Bekaldoyim. How do you know you don't ask astrologers? Right. Rashbam says, Kaldoyim is Bali Ov. They are necromancers. So Tosha says it can't be Bali Ov, because that's also in our Torah. You don't need a... No, he doesn't say it. What's it called? Kach Pirish Rabbeinu. That's Rashi. V'lo Nehira. The crux, Ibehej, Al-Tifnu Al-Ovos. You don't need all these Amoroyim to tell you that you can't ask necromancers. The Torah tells you can't do it. V'ani Shomati Chozim B'Kochovim. V'chein Nikra. Rashbam says, talking about astrologers, which isn't Osir Ne'ikr Hadin, it's only Osir because it's Tamim Tiyam Hashem Lokecha. That you can't look for astrologers to find out what's going to be in the future. You're supposed to go to Nevi'im, not to astrologers. But there's no specific Isser to ask astrologers, except for Tamim Tiyam Hashem Lokecha. Shine'emar Tamim Tiyam Hashem Lokecha. And halacha is that you can't go for an astrological reading and do anything according to it. But if an astrologer happens to tell you things, you're allowed to be choshish for them. Right? Not allowed to believe it 100%, but you're allowed to be choshish. If he tells you today's a bad day or whatever, you're allowed to stay home that day or whatever. Umenayin hayodeh b'chaveru shugadol mimeno afilu b'dover echot shechayiv linog bo kovod. You know somebody's greater than you, even in one thing, and you didn't learn anything from him, because if you learn something from him, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that you have to give him kovod. Shenemar kol kavol diruach yisei rabbeh. Says by Daniel that because he had that extra mila, they made him the ruler. So you see that what's it called? That if somebody has a mila over you, you should be subservient to him. Have bitachon in the Rabbanu Shalom. Don't start looking for the future, whatever. Have bitachon that whatever's going to come, the Rabbanu Shalom is bringing what's best for you. Okay, the Hayosheves al Dam Tor Asur LeShamish Ad Kama. Right, a woman who's Yosheves al Dam Tor. The halacha is like this: she had a boy, so she's 7 days tamei after the birth from the Torah, and then she's 14 days, and then she's 33 days tahor. But even if she'll see dam, she's tahor. And then once the 40th day comes, if that night she'll see dam, she's tamei again. So a woman who was Noheg Dam Tahor 33 days, the night of the 40th day, she shouldn't have relations, because she's been used to seeing Dam and being okay to her husband. And now she'll see Dam that night, they may get mixed up, and they'll continue living together, and she's also now, because now it's after the Yimei Tahor. But that was only in their time, where they didn't have to have Shiva Nekiyim, and they were Boel Adam Tahor. Bizman Hazeh, this doesn't apply. Ad kama om rav ona, one ona. Some say one ona means day and night, and some say it just means that night, that first night. Tana hu Yosef ish hutzel, hu Yosef habavli, hu Ishi ben Gurarye, hu Ishi ben Yehuda, hu Ishi ben Gamliel, hu Ishi ben Mahalalel. Umashmo, what's his real name? Ishi ben Akavishmo. Okay. So let's first see the Rashbam. Hayosheves al dam tahor, isha shekolu yemei tahor shela. The 33 days or the 66 days of tahor for a nekeva are finished. The higia leil arboim ve'echad lezachar or leil shimoni ve'echad nekeva. And the 81st day started at night, or the 61st day. The 41st day at night. Sheim tira achshav teinida. That night, if she'll see dam, now she's no longer be mei tahor. So she'll be tami. She'll be a nida. She shouldn't have relations even if she didn't say anything, because we're afraid that they will see and they'll forget that it's the next night already. The hoil the libuda he arach of lios mishamesha simriosa gzeira shematira v'tishamish. Oda, so Rashbam says yom v'layla kach pirish rabbeinu. Rashi says that day and a night you can't have relations. That night and the next day. V'lo nehira v'layla echad. Only means one night. The hainu leil arboy in the echad. But the next day already you could have relations. Azorah l'vnei yisosh yivir v'shem v'somach v'veston. The kama ona meforish o yom o laila. Ona means one period of time, either day or night, close to the time that she's anticipating seeing. Okay, why all these names? So I remember when Brachas we had a similar gemara, and I saw there somebody says that these are all Gilgulim. This person was all these people. As a portion of his neshama was in all these different people. But most of the Mepharshim over here learned it was the same person with different names. It wasn't different people who attack all the same person. Or all parts of the same neshama. But they were, it was the same person. They said, one perish is that because of the Shas HaShma, they kind of keep running away changing their names. So he was the same person, but he changed his names over and over. Or he went bankrupt a few times and changed his names or whatever. They say by Yisro, he had seven daughters. Every time he married off a daughter, he went bankrupt and changed his name to another name. That's why he had seven names. Who Rabbi Yitzchok ben Tavla? Who Rabbi Yitzchok ben Chakla? Who Rabbi Yitzchok ben Ilah? Who Rabbi Yitzchok ben Acha, Rabbi Yitzchok ben Acha. Okay, so the same thing. He had all these different names. The Shmaisahu, Rabbi Yitzchok ben Acha, the Shmaisahu. Rashbam, Rabbi Yitzchok ben Acha, the Shmaisah, Milsa Batei Nafshi. This is a new thing. Call Rabbi Yitzchok Stam, Haniskra B'Shmaisah. Wherever there's a Shmua that's said in the Gemara, Halachic Shmua. Then you, and it says Rabbi Yitzchok, it's Rabbi Yitzchok ben Acha. Rabbi Yitzchok Stam by Agadato, Rabbi Yitzchok ben Pinchas. But wherever it's Rabbi Yitzchok Stam by Agadato, it's Rabbi Yitzchok ben Pinchas. Right? Rabbi Yitzchok ben Acha, the Shmaisa. Right? Who? Rabbi Yitzchok ben Pinchas by Agadato. But Rabbi Yitzchok ben Pinchas is Stam Rabbi Yitzchok by Agada. The Simonach, if you want to remember that. Shimuno Achai Vereai, that Acha is by Shmua, and Pinchas is by Agarata. Omar Rabba Barbarchana on Rabbi Yochanan, Mishmeid Rabbi Yehudim Rabbi Loi, Echol Botsol, eat vegetables. In other words, eat modestly, eat onions. The shave Betzel, and then you'll be able to sit in the shade of your house. You won't have to travel far and wide to make up the money that you had for the debts that you had because you eat too high on the hog. V'lo seichel avozim v'tarnigolim, don't eat ducks geese and chicken. V'yehilib charodif alecha, and you have to run around to make up the money to pay for all this. Pachos mimechal chamishtecha, eat v'tosiv pachos mimechal chamishtecha, eat less and build more, add more to your house. Because what you eat doesn't last, but if you add to your house, you have an investment. Ki asa ula omar misla mislim b'marava. Right in Eretz Yisrael, they used to give the following marshal: the ochel alisa, person who eats fat, right? Tashi ba alisa, he's going to have to live in the second story. The ochel is going to have to hide from his creditors. Right, you eat too much. You live a high standard of living, you're going to go into debt, you're going to have to hide in your attic. The ochel kikuli kikla the masa shachit, person who eats vegetables, so he's going to be able to sleep outside. He's not afraid of anybody. He's not afraid to be in the public because he doesn't have any creditors. Rabbi Yitzchok Rav Acha the Shmaisa Milsa Bavinalki said this Shimon Achai the Shmaisa Ben Acha Echol Betzel the Shuv Betzel the Shei Betzel Echol Botzel Yerakos, eat vegetables the Teishei Betzel Beisecha, and then you'll be able to stay home and live in the shadow of your house. The Out Tzorek Limkor, basically you won't have to sell your house or go travel and make the money to pay back. The Libcha Rodif Alecho Misav Alecho Kol Shor Shur Gauta. Right, if you're going to get what's it called? Where is this? Yeah, right. If you eat too many, expensive things, then you're going to have to constantly taiva to keep that standard of living up, and you're going to, what's it called, they have to sell your house in the end to make up for it. Fat. Kolomer baser shomim tami. You want to eat fat meat all the time. It's expensive. Tashi beilisa. Because you're buying latovo akofosa funister. You have to hide in the attic from the people who come to collect your debts. Shein biyodam alafroi. You won't have any money to pay. Kikule yirokos. But if you eat only vegetables, akikli the masa al ashpo soir, mokum shishar bnei oir yoshvinu yoshev. You can sit out in the public. Because you're not afraid of your creditors, because you don't have any. They ain't tovin lo klum. Nobody's looking to take anything away from you because you live a modest lifestyle.